And that tzaddik beis amid aleph taisves vu yoim lo yikones the machna leviyah. The mother says, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's not even an essay shel teire. There's only an essay mid rabbanon that it's vu yoim lo yikones the machna leviyah. So taisves loy bechol amachne. This, the Rabbanon, that the Shofet was Mechadish, is not on whole Machna Leviyah, Ela me Ezras Noshim Olefnim. It's only from the Ezras Noshim Abayta. To this Nan B'Meseches Kalim, Ezras Noshim Mekudish Emenu, She'ein Tvul Yoim Nichnas L'Sham. So it seems that Kedushas Ezras Noshim that it's Tvul Yoim is also Likonis. Avo Bahar Abayis, or Yonichnas. The Kori Chotzer, the Ezras Noshim, so the Pasuk says, Vayamid Yeshavet Bekol Yehudim, the Gnei HaChotzer HaKadosh, they were Mechadish Halochis, the Gabi the Chotzer, so why is the Ezras Noshim called the Chotzer? So this Nachar, Beis, the Midis, Ezras Noshim, Hay Sa'irach Kuf Amatei, Ba'abo Lishki Sa'yu, Ba'abo Mikzoi Seon, the four Lishkis on the four corners, Shalmem Amet, Lehoyu mekureis, and they were on, they didn't have a cover on them. Vehein, hein masidois liois kadosti veyotzieini alachotza hachitzain. So vaisdois, the posik calls the Ezras Noshim achotza. Vimtaima, minole de gozu al tvulyoin. How did Rabbi Yochanan know? Just as in the posik, shechitshu boidovo, Nolid the gozu al tvul yoim, dilma al tome meis gozu, sho yamuta bechol machna leviyah. It was mechadish a new issa. So how did Rabbi Yochanan know that the issa was that they asked the tvul yoim? Even though tvul yoim is mutter min atere, they asked the tvul yoim, maybe they asked the tome meis. Tommy Mace is also Mutter B'machna Leviyah. So it could be Midah Rabbonah, they asked that Tommy Mace, but there were Machadish something in Har Abayit. But how do you know that the Chiddush wasn't Tvul Yoim? Maybe the Chiddush was that a Tommy Mace is also. Dilma al Tommy Mace goes, Rishayim Mutter B'chol Machna Leviyah. V'yesh Loimel. Emphatizes the Tommy Mace afilu B'chil Gozlu, Shaloy Yikonim. That's true, that's also mit Rabot, but that's not Bechotza, that's Afilu Bechil, which is before the Chotza. It is Nam B'Meseches Kalim, Achil Mekudesh Eimenu, Shein Nochim, Utmei Eimesim, Nichnosim L'Shom. So Al Kocho, if here it says that the Issa was Nishadish in the Chotza, which is the Ezras Noshim, so Al Kocho, it's a different Tumis, so it's Tumis Tzvul Yoim. V'hor de nokat bebreise v'hor keri boi v'yoim. V'loi nokat tvul yoim v'shar t'meyim. If l'maise the Yisrael the Rabbonon is, Rabbi Yochanan has been meforish to bereise. And the Yisrael, the Esse sheyesh b'kos is doichan Esse the Rabbonon of tvul yoim, so why did the bereise say, V'roa keri boi b'yoim. Why didn't speak about another tvul yoim? V'il noka tvul yoim de shart meim, revusa noka. Loi mi boi shart meim, let's say a tomei sheret, the midereis and mutorim lakonix. So min a toira tomei sheret is muta b'machna levi. Once a sel, a filu bal keri, de mishtaleich midereis a chuslu shtei machna is. A balkeri is lemais a mishtaleich uzvu shtei machnais a chavahokel tvu yoim shaloi legozru bei rabon. So it's a rebusa that a fila tvu yoim of a balkeri that's also min a teire is a falpikein we say yove a say sheyesh bei kores in the teiche the iso da rabonon of tvu yoim. ואם תאימה זה בפרק נויפל פורס, אהו זה קומה הוסום, it says, היציוה, אהו זה קטוני הוסום, היציוה, שלא יציתומה יצו עזוב. It says that by a soite, they wanted to make sure to get her out of the azore. She shouldn't die in the azore after she drank the mayim amona. So it says, it's you, like the tummy as azore. Frag the gemore, wo asanye, tomei, meis, mutal, ikonis, the machna, levie, bafilu, meis, atzma. Tomei, meis, mutal, ikonis. So what's the problem? Was is also mutter be machen leviya. There's was nashim was machen leviya. So what's the problem? If she'll be metamed azot? Like the taisves or my parich, given the midarabonon also likonis. But midarabonon taisves you have put down before. From the chil already, it's also for tomei meis. The tomei meis is not nichnas l'shon. So memela midarabonon, it's also. So in order to avoid this tomei darabonon, they said, Eitziyua. Ve'yishloima, the mashmalei midirais. More held from the Loshna Mishneh that this is a tomei darais. The midrais it's also kibikama aitziyua aitziyua trei zimne. Mishnah says, they repeated it twice, shahoyu memarim kol kach, but they were memaher. But they were memaher, so my story is it's a derais. Taisvis is very unclear. By the Raisa, you have to be Memaya. By the Rabbono, you don't have to be Memaya. Rabbochonon wants to say as follows. Wants to be Memaya, the stasis of Pidivrei HaNesivis. There's a Bakanta Nesivis, and Nesivis says that a person is Oiver and Issa the Rabbono Beshoigei, doesn't have to do tshuva. Pshat in the Nesivis is, if a person is Oiva Nisa Dereise Bishoi Gei, so Nisa Dereise is a Cheftza de Yisur. Person ate Chelev Bishoi. So he ate Chelev. He was ignorant, he also ate Chelev. So it's called, he did a Chet. So a Melech, a Chuvaton, a Fabrengen, a Kolm, he did a Chet, the ignorance does not, it is not Mahapach, the what occurred. If a person will be ignorant and they'll eat poison, he's going to die. He can't come with a taina, but I didn't know it was poison. The poison is maimis. So mamela, so anisa deraisa is a chet. He did know if he didn't know. So mamela da pachupito. But anisa da abonon, the nasivis holds, it's not a chet to the isure. Say the person ate, let's say, bishalakum. So the emerson is it's kosher food. If it's lot kosher meat, doesn't become a chetza di isure. Now the rabbonon said, you're not allowed to eat this kosher meat since a goy cooked it. So the isur is not al sachilas habosa because it's kosher meat. They're not mahapa, they don't make it chayta meat. Now the isur is, you didn't listen to the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said, you're not allowed to eat it. So by eating it, you're meired b'divrei chazal. So the Isser is not an Isser achil, it's an Isser meride. Because you're eating a davar hamuta. So if it's an Isser meride, so that's Tavke, if he's aware that he's being a meired, so then he's doing an avla. It's a din of loisoso. But if he's not aware that he's doing an avle, so he's not, you can't call him a meiret. The memele, so that's why he doesn't have to do tshuva. So, the Rabbi Chana wants to say, this inyan of memarin, that you have to make sure that she gets out as quick as possible. So if lemaise, it's also minatoire, the issel that a tummy mace or a mace is also the matzah levia. So you have to get out. You can't take your time. This matzah alone is a matzah which is connected to the Torah. The Torah does not want that there should be tumis mace in the matzah levia. So the mele, every second counts. So you have the zinyan of mehilus. But if it's only asa midarabonam, subshat is be'emison, and there's nothing wrong with a mace being in machna levia. The rabbanon said, don't bring in a mace, take out the mace. If it's only the rabbanon, I'm taking it out. There's no inyan of, there's nothing wrong being done, and I'm taking it out. Why do you have to hurry? Is the Indian of Mehiras, what the Besoids give is it's a derais. Inami loigazu elo shalo yikones lifnim. Avalim nitna bifnim loigazu olo vlotze. Now Taisus wants to say a second term. Taisus wants to say that even though Taisus brought a Mishnah in Kalem Achil Mekudish Menashem Nochim Utmei Mason Nichnosim Lishon, so Taisus wants me medayik, the din der rabbanon was only an isa knisa betumet. I mean, she's not allowed to go in betumet. But if you became tamei already, so there's no such isa. The whole isa is lo yikonis. That's the only isa that was made. So memele. So therefore, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, al isa der rabbanon. It's only Issa Knitze. The Issa from Shehiyah, that's not given to us in our Torah, but the Gemara is not also in our Torah, that Tomei Meis is Mutter B'machna Levi. V'hod ha'amrin and ba'an Yisrofim, koyin sheshimesh betume, moitzin oisoi chutz la'azoret, u'poitzin es moichoi begilne. They killed it. The Tachtaises lav davke chutz lazore, elohu adin chutz lecheu. Because the Issa, there's an Issa racist of Tachtaises says that a mace is also lav davke nezref noshim, is also becheu also. L'chayre, that's what Taisus in Yevama says, that this problem is only according to the first teretz of Taisus, not according to the second teretz. According to the first teretz of Taisus, there's no difference between Knisa and Shehiya. She is also by the Chil. You know, there's no difference in Yuva. Al Kaponim, there is an Issa Shehiya, so Memele, so they would zicha, take him out of the Chil before they killed him. Why should you kill him in the Chil? According to the second teretz, of Tumadis Bachal no Issa. Some of the whole reason they said they took him out of the Yazor is not Alt Tumah. The whole Issa of Tumah is only not allowed to be Nichna Betumah. But if you're there, there's no Tumadis Bachal no problem. I mean, that was Taisu's second teretz. According to some, Mustama that didn't want to kill him, the Azor is not Alt to be Metamah the Azor. Didn't want to kill him, the Azor is Tumad Alt Lushas Azor. So then you could say, L'chayre, that as long as you take him out of the Zohar, it's sufficient. Zog the Gemara weiter. Beis HaPras, this is the third case that Loi Hamidu Divrayim V'mokim Kodes was none. V'shovin V'shamay U'Beisilo Sheboitken Lo'oisei Pesach that your boidik la'oisei Pesach ve'ein boidkin la'oichrei Truma. Let us see what Rashi says. Sheboidkin ma'alchen be'beis ha'pras al yedei b'dike. One is permitted to go in a beis ha'pras al yedei b'dike la'aseis Pesach im ein lo'i derech acher. If he doesn't have another derech, he's allowed to go in a beis ha'pras al yedei b'dike. ואין בויקן לא איך לא יתרומה, אלא ימתן, ויעקב או יוים או יוימיים, עד שמגיע אל תרומוסוי לא איך לא. You're not permitted to go to a base of pras in order to eat truma. You go around it, you avoid the base of pras. Rabbi Yehama was Ma'ira, the Emerson, Rashi and Chagiga explains this Mishnah a little clearer. Now, Rashi and Chagiga says, Me'ein boitkin lo'ich lo'i truma. We'll see soon what the bedika is. But Rashi says, V'ein boitkin means that we are not soymech on the bedikah. In other words, and this is the Lashon of Rashi, Ein soymechim al bedikah zu, we'll say to do this, and we'll soon learn about what the bedikah is, but there was a bedikah that L'chayre was machzik the mocking that it's not tameh. So L'gabi, Kolben Pesach, we rely on the bedikah. Legabe trume, if a person was boidik and he went to a base apras, so Rashi says, "Ein soymchem al bdike zu, viyamtin zayin yomim, viyase gimu v'zayin v'yitra." So that means as follows, that pshat hemidu divreim, that means the Rabbanon said that a base apras is a din of a base akvoris. The Rabbanon is a base akvoris. So maybe if you go to a Beis HaKvoros, you have to be mitayer yourself. You need hazor, shlishi, and shvi. So hamidu devreim b'mokim asei, legabi the mitzvah of achilas trume, hamidu devreim. We said it's a Beis HaKvoros. It doesn't make it a Beis HaKvoros. So hamidu devreim, they said it's a Beis HaKvoros. So you need hazor, shlishi, and shvi. Now, if we assume it's a base akvoris, how you allowed to shech the Kolben Pesach? This person is a tummy mace. You can't be shech on a tummy mace. Need a zosh lishi yishvi. She said, no, the gabi Kolben Pesach, no yamidu divrei. He said, no. That, we didn't give it a din base akvoris. So the gabi Kolben Pesach, I mean, the gabi Kolben Pesach, he's allowed to eat the Kolben Pesach. He's allowed to eat the Kolben Pesach. The same person who is a coin who is coming to eat truma. Was a chaisen by the hoch, has for shon out, the truma yota me meis, nid hazor shlishi yishvi. So kaponim, so it's very good, the what the Gemara says, that loy hamidu debreim would mean, we mentioned yesterday, but Kevegi says hamidu debreim means they gave it a dinner by the reise. So by truma, they gave it a dinner by beis akvoros the reise. And by beis akvoros the reise, you can't make any dregler. By Kolben Pesach, I call them Pesach, there's a lawyer me to the brain. But that what Rashi says, the ain boikim loich le trume, Rashi is not magish what by trume is a me to the brain. Rashi just says, the ain boikim, el yamtin, the yakif, o yoyim, o yoyim, o yoyim, o yoyim, Rashi just says what he has to do. I mean, lechoyred, if you want to know the lawyer me to the brain, you have to know what a me to the brain is. By Truma we said he's a Tomei Meis. By Truma we said he needs Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. But by Kolben Pesach we said that he's not a Tomei Meis. I mean that's the Chiddush over here. Rashi just speaks about Vaitik Halochis. Hey, Vaitik, what do you do? In Lucheir, the Rashi should have been madgish that by the Rashi says in Chagigatak, a void to me then, so in Chamal Abdiken is a Tomei Meis, Afal Piken, he's allowed to bring a Kolben Pesach. My boitkin, like the Gemara, how are you boitik? What is the Yoitin Abdike? So we have a Machloike Samayoi. Omar Rav Yudah Meshmur, Napeach Beis HaPras Vohila. Rav Yudah Barabai Meshmeid, Rav Yudah Omar Beis HaPras Shenidish Toi. Zot rash, ochi garsina mai boitkin, hayach yudik, napeach beis apras. So, a beis apras, hu sodo shenechesh bo keva. There was a keva in this sode, and we know he plowed over this keva. Kiddush nan. Achoyresh es a keva, hareza oise beis apras, muloi mane meya amo. That means the whole area of the machrishe. So we say he went over a keva, he spread out the atzomis which run the keva, So the whole length of Meya Ame, from where the Keva was, till the Machisha went, so till Meya Ame, were afraid maybe some of the Atzomis in the Keva became spread out and carried along with the Machisha till Meya Ame. After Meya Ame, we're not afraid that there's still some Atzomis left over. The Gozo Rabbono, Shemo Kitzo Machisha Es Atzomis, made the Machisha ground the Atzomis, to be out on Boire Hamanet. The Yesh Khan Esem Kisoiret, maybe there's an Esem Kisoiret. The Yaver, the Yasiteno, and the move it. The Esem Kisoiret, Metama Bemaga Vemasa, Dina Heset, by moving it up to Meses. Hilker, Menachoi Bepid. So therefore, he starts blowing. He's blowing the Imyesh Esem Godo. So if there is a Esem that's larger, then a Sa'ira Yerena, I'll see it. The Etzem Kisa'ira, which is possible, he will not be able to recognize it, Nitzhebe Nefichosa. And that's the Chmir, the Nefiche, if he's a 6 foot, he doesn't stand and stop blowing. I think he goes on all fours, Mustama, and that's how he blows. And then therefore be able to blow away the Etzem Kisa'ira, and the larger Thomas will be able to recognize. But oil ain't metama, but al tumis oil, there's no problem over here. The ain't tumis oil, but tumis al roivinyan v'roiv minyan. No problem of tumis oil. That's one oifen of the Yom Yudah Barabbaya said there's a different oifen of the Yom Shanidish Beis Apra Shanidish Toyo. So Rashi says Shanidish Beregel Toyo, that if people had walked over this area that was plowed already, so then it becomes Toyo. Shadrishas Areglayim Adiros Abo Lasseis Pischoi Yivdoi Inidoish Miyaver. So we get that pshat in the Bedike. What do you boite? You look at the base of Pras, was it trodden? The people walk over the Mokim Achish. Aval Achilas Trume, Leisam Chinen Allah. We don't rely on Dishe, on Nidish for Achilas Trume. Sheyochel Ahamtim. That was Rashi says, Sheyochel Ahamtim. Rashi says in Chagige, the ain's man kavua lachila. That's what Rashi says. It means he doesn't have to eat it now. He can wait. So he can walk around. L'chayret shver. I mean, L'chayret Agamore says that the reason they were makel by Pesach is not because it's a mitzvah iveres. They were makel by Pesach because it's a nefesh sheyesh bekoros. So the male by Truma, they weren't makel because it's not a nefesh sheyesh bekoros. Why does Rashi have to say Psanuma Hala? They were makel, they weren't makel by Truma because Yochel Ahamtin. Not Yochel Ahamtin. Obeis HaPras Midivrem Le'emidum B'mokim Koros Tepesach. Boitken Le'oisei Pesach. Im Taima. The Taish is the Mashma Ochet. The Davke Le'oisei Pesach Yitiru Al Yedei Bike. Mishum Le'emidu Divrem B'mokim Koros. Beis Bakil Ma'alvin, Nan Ma'alvin Lekoyen Bebeis Atra. Allowed to be Ma'alv, a Ruvei Chumim for a Koyen Bebeis Atra. Forish Bigmor, Vishim the Mosi Ozo. He can go into the Beis Atra and eat it. Kid Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda said, Fayek Beis Atra. So Lechoyre, so lechayre is this, Agmar is the only same and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi called him Pesach, because it's an answer she has by Kores. Oymeri, the high the Kama Hoche, bimoke in Kores, Tafke, that was the Gmar says it's an answer she has by Kores, Haina Mishum, Dike Nami Kores, Pasi as Pesach. Because when one goes to a base of Pras, it's Oile Miyotri, Oile Miyotri. It means we're playing with fire. If he didn't become Tomei, so then he's Mechuyev to bring a Kolban Pesach. That's true. If he did become Tomei, so then he's eating kachim betumis aguf, so he's chayiv kores. He cannot eat kores, pasi es pesach betumis. So this is the kula to be makel, to permit him to eat a korban pesach, is a pretty dangerous kula. We're playing around with the nisa kores of eating kachem betumim. So that's why the Gemara says the only reason we were makel is because Pesach Gufe is an Esa Shiyesh Pekot. Ainu de Kamar, Besoit Bagige, Ra'oisei Pesach, Ra'yemidu de Vrayim Bemokim Kores, Ra'if Letrume, Midu de Vrayim Bemokim Mis. So what does that mean? Perish. The Indian Pesach Tiaru, Afagav, the Ike Kores, Bachi Losoi Betume. Even though Bimokim Kores is a chash, maybe he's Chayiv Kores. The Inyan Trume, and Midu Divrayim, we did not permit him to eat Trume. But Yeru Avagav Delek Alo Misa Lo Ich Lo Betume. Even though there's only a Misa B'day Shemayim, not Kores, but there's Loyim, there's a Midu Divrayim. Just had a shtickle ha'ore on Taisvet, and Taisva says that there's a big chiddush by Oisei Pesach, even though there's a shaila of kolitz. I mean, if he is tomei, so he's high of kolitz. Afal pikein is the loy hamidu devrayim. That's the chiddush of Oisei Pesach, because it's a mitzvah says a sheyesh by kolitz. L'chayra hira ol. Chayav zichen no kores. A base of pras is a darabono. Min a teire, so a kolchoch, you say mechan chazoke, you say mechan roiv. Min a teire, I'm not down that the mokim is a din, the kark is a din of a cheskestare, or roiv mekoim is a not tome. I mean, Beis HaPras is only a Rabbono. To me, that Torah can be saying that on Roy. But what is the halacha if there's a Roy? Roy will tell me that Teisha Hanoyis. And Roy will tell me nine of them sell Shumin, and one will sell Chaylev. And I find a piece of meat, and I don't know if this is Chaylev or Shumin, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm saying that on Roy. Mr. Met Shumin. In 120 years, a person will find out, you know, you ate chaylet. Doesn't have to do tshuva. Taisa says, nothing a chaylet of a person is seimach and roi. He's an onus. He's seimach and roi. There's no aveira whatsoever. The Daki Moshe brings an hilchis nida. It's a nisha. Or spils a nida b'shas tashmish. Or shalei b'shas vesto. So he doesn't have to do tshuva. Even though he was boil on nida. He's an onus. He was Seimach and Chazoke, so there's nothing to know about. So Lechayret, what is Tosis making the whole ASIC over here? It is a Shaila of Kodesh. Where is the Shaila? Kodesh is even no Shaila. Because Lemais, if Mina Torah, you're allowed to go into a base of Prat, or Koch of Mina Torah, there's a Birur of Chazoke, there's a Birur of Roy, that this is Torah. So it's Yib Roy and Chazoke. So Afilu, he did become Tom, he's also not Chayiv Kores. So what's the whole Asik over here? So Dachsach Mir, this is a Raya, Dachsach Mir, the Shmaitzer says in an oath, that the whole Heter of Oynes is, if Midrabonon, they didn't tell you that you have to be Chayish. But if Midrabonon, they told you you have to be Chayish, that's only Midrabonon, best is the Rabonon. Midrabonon, you have to be Chayish. And a person, the best is the Rabbon, and a person will be boiled and be pierced on either. So Tishmaitse, then he's Chayiv Kores. Because the whole heter of Oynes is, I wasn't Mechuyiv to Klal. So it was Vilna for my level. So Mel, then you're anonymous. But if the Rabbon told you you're Mechuyiv to Klal, then you're Taka Chayiv Kores. You're not an honest anymore. So the Rabbon said by a base of Pras, you're Mechuyiv to Klal, me the Rabbon. So then there's Taka, a real Shash of Kores. Taisa says, Afal Pike, But since we have, whatever we do, we have a problem. This is an Esa Sheyesh Bekolas. Nizach Shasha Vachilkos. So Lamaisa Chazal said, Lo Yemidu Divrayim. They said, you don't have to be Chayish. That was the Chiddush. They said, Legabi Kobim Pesa. You don't have to be Chayish. Lo Yemidu Divrayim. The Taisus Vaisa. Aber betum es koin, but that, let's go back to the Gemara in Eirish. Aber betum, the Gemara said that you're allowed to be ma'ar with Eis HaKvoris. So over there, the Lek El Olav, there is only a Lav Balmen, the whole thing is a Shash, and the Mokim Lav, is the one, they were ma'ar with Tzayach Mitzvah, Shoy Lekonis, Beis HaPas, with Tzayach Eirish. It will be by you. It was same on the B'dikin. Yeish dogo, ki goin, lilmai teire velise ishe, the shayfo belayne fort, the minimum mishen shiu, but by the zor, mishen da dithing the shamit. The teis is right on my boy, ki kosher bein et ha my kabur. Alei, if dikim at vareshes, besoy fe holos, boi se mishen asli, tonim, boi dem bei shami bezilu, shabay kalai se pesel, and boi kalai se tzuma, ole nozik. What is a abdika lechatchila that one is permitted lechatchila to go? Ochikoma, my boykin imrod salave. Odrun aloha isha. Zot the Mishnah. Very difficult Mishnah. Misha hoya tomei oi bederech achoiko. Person was tomei oi bederech achoiko. Voloi osa es arishin. And he did not make a Pesach Rishin. Yase es Hashem. So the law it is, he makes a Pesach Shein. Shogat oinenas vayosa es Rishin. Yase es Hashem. What if it was a Shogik or an Oines, would that be the Pesach Rishin? Yase es Hashem. Cain. Lomo nema tomei oi shahoya bederech achoika. She'elu pturim eikores ve'elu chayovim beikores. Now, we have to understand the kasha and the teret. Before we see Rashi on the Mishnah, let us just learn a little the Gemara, and then perhaps we'll understand a little better. We have here some kasha and the teret. Itma. Hoya bederech rechoike, veshachtoi vizolkoi olov. A person was bederech rechoike. The machlekes weiter in the Gemara, different shittes, what derech rechoike is. Others say it was tesvav mil. It was tesvav mil away the rishashes from the Hazoret. And the person cannot walk Tesvav Mil, that means from Chatzos, from the Tchilas, Zman HaShchita, to the Shkia, the person can walk Tesvav Mil. That means that it's a walking, that he would start, that means B'Shas Chatzos. That was the Zman HaShchita, he would start walking now, he wouldn't make it till the Azorah, till the Gemar of the Zman HaShchita. It's according to one man, the Yoma. According to another man, the Yoma, he's so far away that he couldn't get into Yerushalayim until the Seif's man Achila. That's called Derech Achoike. But let's say the first man, the Yoma, that he was a distance away, that's what Mil, that Vishas Chatzos, he was unable. If he'd walk now, or start walking now, he cannot come to the Beis HaMikdash in time to Shechter. He's unable to shecht. He could take a shliach to shecht for him. Itma hoya bederech hachayke, he was bederech hachayke, v'shachetoy v'zolkoy olot. So he knew he'd be bederech hachayke. Itma hoya bederech hachayke, he was bederech hachayke. That means it's impossible for him to reach the Azore Kozman Shayashaftim if he would walk. Vishakhtai Vizalka Allah. But he arranged for someone else that they should shecht for him. Rav Nachman Omar Hutza. So Rav Nachman says it helps, he was Marutza. That means the Torah was Chos Allah. And a Derech HaChayka does not have to bring a Pesach Ishin. But if he brought, Tavi Yolo Broche. Rav Sheishis Oma Loi Hutzo. Rav Sheishis says, Loi Hutzo. No. He said, the Torah said that a Tomei and Derech HaChayka has to bring a Pesach Ishin. They can't bring a Pesach Ishin. Rav Nachman Oma Hutzo Meiches Hu Dechos Rachmon Olam. The Torah was chas on him. That the Torah says, Ishi Shiatome Bederech Chayke, he should bring a Pesach Sheni. That means he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. The Ovid, but if he brought a Pesach Rishon, Tavi Olo Broche. That shit is Rav Nachman. Rav Sheish is Oma Loi Hutzo, Mitche Bachye Rachmone Ketome. Okay, just like a Tome, just like Ishi Shiatome, means that a Tome it says he should bring a Pesach Sheni. He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Derech Rechoike cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. Omar Rav Nachman, Mino Amina Lo. So Rav Nachman says, how do I know that a Derech Rechoike, if he wants, he could bring a Pesach Rishon? This man, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha ho yotomei oi bederech rechoike v'loi osa sarishin. And he did not bring a Pesach Rishin. Yases ha-sheini. So he should bring a Pesach Sheini. So it's a very interesting lotion. V'loi osa sarishin. He didn't bring a Pesach Rishin. What's that? He didn't bring a Pesach Rishin. He could bring a Pesach Rishin. He can't bring b'chal a Pesach Rishin. Tomei Zichri can't bring a Pesach Rishin. So what's the taitch of loy also? So Koch's going, Derech HaChayka, Derech HaChayka. Theoretically, he could bring a Pesach Rishon. He could make a shliach. He could have made a shliach. Oh, but loy also, but if he didn't bring, yes, it's a sheni. So therefore it says, Aloshim v'loy also, Michlal di'iboy over. If he had wanted to, he could have brought a Pesach Rishon. But he didn't. So Tarai al Kaponim, that he could bring. Rav Sheishis Omar Loch Ihochi, if you're medayik like this, Sefer Diktoni, Shogak Oinenas Vloyoses Harishin. Sefer says another two cases. Shogak Oinenas Vloyoses Harishin. And he didn't bring a Pesach Rishin. Yasas Hashem is mi Diktoni Vloyosa. Bichlal di Iboyovitz. He also say the same thing. If he wanted to, he could have brought. Hare shogag, hare nena. How can you say that? A person's an oinus. So Mamela, he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishin. Vachad v'loy osa. Elo meizid k'toni bahadayu. So you have to say that the case of v'loy osa, the vov is a loshen oi. Oi loy osa. So we have here three cases here. Shogak, oi nenas, oi loy osa esarishin bemezit. So the loy osa is a third case. And he didn't bring a kolben pesach bemezit. Ochinami oinon ktoni bahadayu. So the reish is also speaking about a third case. So what the reish is speaking about? The reish is speaking about Amisha Yotome, Oi Bederech Lechoika, Oi Hoya Oinon Veloy Osa Sarishin. It was an Oinon. Now what's an Oinon?
So let us just see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, the beginning of the Taisvis. So Avsheisha said the Reish is speaking about an oin. The Taisvis in Taima, ma bein oinon lemezit. What, a new case, an oinon and a mezit. Vimu mezit, ein mezit. Vimu shoigik, ein shoigik. What's up? So a new case. We have six cases. So what's this case of oin? We shloim the tonne treigavni mezit. Chad shein niach bechinom, that's the mezit of the Sefer. For oinon shen is atzel agav merove. And an oinon that he didn't bring. He could have brought him, he didn't bring. But that was agav merove. So he's also a mezit. That's a mezit. So, So what is the Mishnah telling us? According to Rav Sheshes, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us six cases. Misha yetomei ebederech chayke oy oynon shaloy osas arishin yasas hasheni. So we have tomei derech chayke and the mezid of oynon brings a pesach sheni. Then it says shogak nenas or mamish a real mezid also brings a pesach sheni. So the Mishnah is telling us, Mishnah Balmus is telling us two extremes, and let's say Oynes and Shoigik brings a Pesach Sheini, Mezid brings a Pesach Sheini, then it tells us in the middle that Tomei and Dechachayka also bring a Pesach Sheini. That's Miuchadim the Ketsum of Tomei and Dechachayka. The Mishnah tells us in these three cases, and in these six cases, they all bring a Pesach Sheini. That's how Rav Sheshes learned. Of Rav Ashi, Masnisin Nami Beike, we didn't say Pshad yet, the Gemara's Kashim came, Lomo Nema Tomei Shei Bederche Choyke, She'elu Pturim Eikoritz, we don't know the Kashim, but let's go to the Teretz, She'elu Pturim Eikoritz, so he wants to tell us that these two are potter mikoris, ve'elu chayovim mikoris, and the other two, that means mezid and oinon, is chayiv mikoris. The Mishnah is telling us that tomei derech chayikem, mkolshkein, oines and shoygik, a potter mikoris. If they brought a Pesach, they didn't bring a Pesach Sheini b'mezid. But if he was a mezid b'rishain, a mezid of mamish a mezid or a mezid of oinon, he's chayiv koras of b'mezid. He didn't bring a Pesach Sheini. So memele. So the Mishnah is speaking about four cases which are potter from koras, and two cases which are chayiv b'koras. So it's good. But the Loshna Mishnah is she'elu. Eilu pturim yakoris, the four cases are potter min yakoris. The eilu chayovim bekoris, and these two, the eilu, these two cases are chayim bekoris. Good loshen rabbi. Omar Rav Ashi masnisin amedeike, diktonu eilu pturim yakoris, the eilu chayovim bekoris. Aha! Now what is the eilu going under a chayim bekoris? Ilay ma shoigik v'nenas. Shoigik v'nenas v'nei koros nino, v'zichan av chayev b'koros. Elo lava meizit bo'oinom, z'al kaponim, so you see that there are two cases in the Mishnah which are chayev koros, which is oinon amazit. So the loshen eilu chayev b'koros is a chayev terav shesh. Nachmin omer lecho, lo'oilom amazit l'chudek. No, the Mishnah, Rav Nachman is sticking to his gun. The Reisha is speaking about two cases. The Sefer is speaking about three cases. The Reisha is speaking about Tomei Oy Bederech Rechoike. Bederech Rechoike, but he also is telling me that even though he could have made a Shliach, he didn't make a Shliach. Reisha is telling me that Shlichas would help. The Sefer Tak is telling me by Mezit. The Sefer, but he also, so the Mishnah is speaking about five cases. And in which case are you Chayev Koris? Only the fifth case of mezid. Lo'ilam ha-mezid l'chudek. ובדינו דיבוי לילה מסנה חי, נאפה אילו חיובים. היי דקטונו חיובים, so why does it say חיובים, if we're only speaking about one case that's חייב קורס, היי דקטונו רישו פטורים, תונו סייפה חיוב, since it says אילו פטורים, so the אילו is קוילו, four cases which are פוטר, שויגיק, אוינס, תומין דרך החויקה, so it says, so the one case that is חיים, he says, ואילו חיובים. Now let us see Rashi. Mi shoho yotom. In kein lomo nemar tome. So the Mishnah asks, why does it say tome? Lochayre, what is pshat in the kasher? And the Mishnah said that at a Emerson, let us look at the Mishnah according to everyone. According to Rav Nachman, the Mishnah tells us that in Chiyuv Korban Pesach we have two extremes. That means in the Chiyuv of Pesach Sheini there are two extremes. There is Oynes and Shaygik was unable physically to bring a Korban Pesach. So it says he brings a Pesach Sheini. We have a Mazid who was able to bring a Pesach Sheini, did not bring a Pesach Sheini. He brings a Pesach Sheini. And then we have Tomei V'derech Rechoika. Now, the Gemara asks, Mishnah asks, Lama Nema Tomei Oishoye B'derech Rechoike. I know that Oynes and Shoigik is Chayi V'Pesach Sheini, so who Adin Tomei B'derech Rechoike? The Gemara Porich, the lady of the Gemara and Dar Tzadik Gimel Amad Aleph asks Akashe, Lama Nema Tomei Ha'itzarech, the Iboi L'mevad Berishin Lo'imotziyot. That's no kasha. The pasuk is telling us that a tomei can't bring. The Lama Nigora, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to bring a kol, they wanted to bring a Pesach Ishin to tomei. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Ishi Shishi a tomei, that he can't bring a Pesach Ishin. So you can't ask a kasha. So here, because Tomei is telling me how logically you can't bring. Oynes, the Messias he couldn't bring. But here Tomei is telling me that logically you can't bring a Pesach Ishin and you bring a Pesach Sheini. So, not al tchiyah Pesach Sheini, but to tell me you can't bring a Pesach Ishin. So lomba nema tomei is not a kasha. Ela aderech echoike koi. The honest havi, the loimotzi of it, he's an honest. He can't bring. He can't bring he's a derech echoike. He's tesvov mil away from Bazorek. So he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Physically he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Because he's Tesvav Mil away. V'iboyi l'mevad al yedei shluchoi. And if he wants to, so if the Pasuk would be telling me that he can't bring, Pasuk's telling me like Rav Sheshet, that a derech echoike can't bring, v'eichet nitshvel. So just like by Tomei, he says, the halacha is an onus brings a Pesach Sheini, a mazid brings a Pesach Sheini, and then we're telling us that the Pasuk tongue that a Tomei can bring a Pesach Sheini, and a Derech Rechoike also can bring a Pesach Sheini. That would be good according to Rav Sheshet. That means according to Rav Sheshet, the Pasuk is telling me, I know that an onus brings, and here the Pasuk is telling me that these two halachically can't bring. But according to Rav Nachman, and we'll see from Rashi later, this Mishnah is very much mashma according to the mashma Zevi Rav Nachman. So the Pasuk, Eladerech Echoike Koi, the Mishnah's Kashas is Eladerech Echoike. The honest Avi, the Loi Motzi of it, he personally cannot bring. And if the Pasuk is telling me that he can't bring Afilai Yidei Shliach. He boy lemevet Yidei Shluchay Ovid. Those of the cats did this way, because he boy lemevet Yidei Shluchay Ovid. Command the Yomah Big Mora Hutsa. So the Pasuk isn't telling me that he can't bring Yidei Shliach. So the Pasuk is only telling me a case that he himself that can't bring should bring a Pesach Sheni. The Hilka. Hoyul v'shar onsim itchu l'sheini. All onsim are itchu l'sheini. Oynes de derech rechoike lomali de itke rachmone tvei mi oynes achine. So the oynes of derech rechoike, the oynes of derech rechoike is also a physical meniye that he can't bring. I'm talking about he himself. And if he was Bederech HaChayke, he can't bring a Pesach Ishan. He brings a Pesach Shein. Is Lomalei De'itke Rachmone Tfei Mo'enis Achines. So why did the Torah specify this Oynis? Ho'derech HaChayke Onesu. L'maise, for he himself to bring, he's an Onus. She'enoi yochel ikonis kol shashchite. He can't make it. He can't come to the Azorah. Kol shashchite. Lo in the big mori. Ulashminon. If you'll tell me that the Pasuk is coming to tell me how logically he can't bring, just like you say by Tommy, that means that filai day shliach he can't bring. He boilem evle motzi ove. Le metzino le mein. Davadi motzi ove. Yidachmandi yomahutze. Lamaise halachically he can bring. So the Pasuk is speaking about that since physically he can't bring, he brings a Pesach Sheni. The Torah is speaking about he himself that can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he should bring a Pesach Sheni. So he himself bringing, so why did the Torah pick out a tzir of onus, a tzir of onus of derech rechoike? Why did the Torah specify such a tzir? So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers, she'elu pturim min hakoritz. Tomei v'derech rechoike v'shogag v'nenat. Ve'elu chayovim, now there's two dots the Meiris Gemara makes of it, ve'elu chayovim v'forish b'gemara. Ve'elu chayovim is going on maize. He says, it's going on Mazit. Now, it would seem that let us say over the, there are two psukim which are speaking about this halacha. Bamidbar tes posuk yud, three psukim. Edaber al bnei Yisrael leimer ish ish ki yeh tomei lo nofech oi vederech chayke lochem oi lederei seichem v'osa pesach l'ashem b'chodesh ha'sheni b'abosa yoyim b'ein arbaim yasu oisei amatris amreir mikhlu. So the Pasuk says that a tomei in derech chayke brings a pesach shein. Later Pasuk Yud Gimel it says as follows. Ve'ish asher hu toyer uvederech loyhoya v'chod olasis ha-Pesach. A person who was amazed and did not bring a Pesach, Rishon. V'nichesu ha-nefesh ha-hi me'yamel ki kol min Hashem lehikri v'moyado yicheto yiso ha-ishahu. Now we'll have later in the Gemara of Sadi Gimel, let's say according to Rab Hananya ben Akavya. Nanda ben Yakavya says that a person who was amazed at the Pesach Rishon, and he was amazed at the Pesach Sheni, then his Chayav Kolos. So the Pasuk tells us as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, amazed at the Pesach Rishon, he's mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni, and if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, be amazed, his Chayav Kolos. That's what Pasuk Yud Gimel is telling us. Pasuk Yud is telling us that a Tomei and a Derech Rechoike is Mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the second half, that if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni Yischayev Kores, this it doesn't say. So the Torah told us there's a chiyuv of Pesach Sheni by Tomei B'derech HaChoyka, but there is no Din Kores if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. By Mezid, there's a Din Kores. Now the Gemara asked Akasha, why did the Torah specify Derech HaChoyka? Why is Derech HaChoyka, if the Derech HaChoyka is an Onus, so why did the Torah specify Derech HaChoyka? So the Gemara answered, the Torah specified Derech HaChoyka to tell us that the Din Pesach Sheni of a Derech HaChoyka is a Pesach Sheni which will not be Mechayev him Kores if he will not bring a Pesach Sheni. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush Sheboy is because an Onus and a Tomei did not have an Eitzah to bring a Pesach Rishon. So they were anusim on the Pesach Rishon. So by them it's poshit that their chiyuv Pesach Sheni is not mechayiv them kos. Masha enkein, the aderech rechoike, we're learning now according to Rav Nachman, Rashi says, the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman, aderech rechoike theoretically could bring a Pesach Rishon, according to Rav Nachman. He could have made a shliach. So b'meila, I would, without the Torah specifying, if the Torah would only say, an onus is potter when he is amazed on a Pesach Sheini. We have here two psukim. The pasuk says, an onus is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheini, but it seems he's potter if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheini from Kores. Amazed is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheini, but he's chayev Kores if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheini. So if the Torah would only say these two extremes, Onus and Mezid, I would not know where Derech HaChoyke falls in. I would think perhaps Derech HaChoyke, he doesn't fall into the category of Onus. He could have brought a Pesach Rishon. So perhaps his chiyuv of bringing a Pesach Sheni is similar to a Mezid. And if he won't bring a Pesach Sheni, he'll be chayiv kores. Since he theoretically could have brought a Pesach Rishon, he is not an onus on the Pesach Rishon. So that was the kasha of the Mishnah. The kasha of the Mishnah was, why was the Torah mefaret Derech Rechoike? Tomei, it's telling us that a Tomei cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. But why did the Torah was mefaret Derech Rechoike? Torah mefaret Derech Rechoike to tell us, even though he had the potential to bring a Pesach Rishon, Ayyadei Shliyah, so he's not a real onus. Afal Pikein, he doesn't fall into the category of mezid. That the loch is if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, but mezid is chayiv kores. But he's similar to an onus that doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, and but mezid afal Pikein, that if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, but mezid, he's still not chayiv kores.